I mean, at the time that we actually recorded that, we, as many people know, we went into Miami Studios with sort of 15 songs, and we played them to the producers we were going to work with, and they said, we played them all through in one night, getting off the plane, BJ was on his best form, and they said, what do you want us to do with this? I said, well, we want you to kind of help us produce it. And they said, Gary, you can take dog shit, you can cover it in chocolate, but when you bite into it, what do you got? I said, I don't know. They said, dog shit. I said, you're trying to say that you don't like these songs. Is that what you kind of mean? Yeah. We should have walked out there and then, but we didn't. We were kind of committed. And in the next couple of days, I said, I've got this other idea. This idea that's been brewing around. Keith wrote the words. And it goes a bit like this. And it was literally, it goes a bit like this. And it really just popped up in the course of 2 days in the studio going, well, I'll do this bit. And then the next bit goes like this. So it really popped up very quickly, the worm in the tree. And my only regret, and I don't have any regrets, but I do actually have one, is that in having had a few more days, I could have sung it. I've never spoken my way through a song in my life, so I'm working on it. After hearing you play it tonight, I realised that it is a good, it's a good piece. The battle was tremendous. I mean, that is storming, isn't it? Can't you see the blood and guts spewing everywhere as the mighty hero hacks into that poor tree? But from the ashes, a new life will spread. Yeah!